If you watch free over-the-air TV, you'll likely have to rescan channels over the weekend, as certain stations are switching frequencies. The Federal Communications Commission says some local television stations nationwide will be changing frequencies to help open up the airwaves for new high-speed wireless services. Only viewers who receive their local channels using a TV antenna will be affected, around 72 million Americans nationwide, according to the National Association of Broadcasters. Gene Kidu chairs the FCC's Incentive Auction Task Force.
What we do here at the FCC is make sure that we're using the nation's airwaves as efficiently as possible, and we identified the TV broadcast spectrum as an area that we could use more efficiently if we packed the stations in tighter into the airwaves, and that way free up space for wireless broadband services, mobile broadband, high-speed, high-capacity services that consumers are always demanding more and more of to do their streaming and other apps. New 5G services that are coming online.
And while your TV tells you that it is receiving Channel 10 or Channel 17, Dan Viles, general manager at Albany's WYBN Channel 14, says you're actually watching Channel something else.
If I'm on Channel 10, they call a signal you're on, your RF, and your physical channel RF is 24, and you're moving to 26, once your TV tuner has done that 15-minute thing with rescans, and you can see it, it's a little bar, okay, and the bar gets bigger and bigger as it finds more channels. Once you've done that, all the data that your TV set, which is, quote, very much part computer now, needs to tune in the channels is that data. Today or tomorrow, if the weather holds up like this, this is perfect weather to tune in because it's so clear. The bigger question is, should I rescan every 3 months or 6 months? And the big answer is a resounding yes. Because in the last 5 years, we went to 8 channels. The people at channel 10 went to 4 channels from 3. The people at ION have gone to 6 channels a couple of years ago. People keep adding channels because the compression of the signals, the bits and bytes keep getting smaller, and they can add more channels.
People still using a digital converter box won't need to rescan. Most models scan automatically. From now until midnight, ION TV's WYPX in Amsterdam is testing its new digital channel 19 transmitter located just outside the city of Albany, which will appear as channels 55.1 through 55.6. Again, Viles.
They're going from being in a big hole, in a big valley, down in a big hole over there towards Gloversville and all that area, to up on top of the plateau. They're going to lose some coverage to the far west. They'll lose a little bit maybe in the Adirondack Park above them, like Speculator. But they're going to come into Vermont now, into the Berkshires, because remember, they're full power, so they got more punch to get out there.
Kidu says anyone who's purchased a flat-screen TV has had to scan channels. But if you've forgotten how or need help,
our website at fcc.gov/TV rescan has information about why we're doing this and what's happening and how to rescan. And we also have a dedicated call center that we've made available 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Help available in English and Spanish at that call center. 888-CALL-FCC, which is 1-888-225-5322.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.